Good evening. My name is Carlos. I was just conducting an opinion poll about Maryland politics, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a
sure.
registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Neutral, if that's an option.
Okay. It's somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove. Those are the two middle answers.
I'd probably say somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you, sir. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Now, overall, would you say that things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving on the wrong direction? Overall, to the best of your knowledge.
Somewhat in the right direction.
It's only two options, right direction or wrong direction. In general, you know.
I'd say the right, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. If the 2024 election were held today, from who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
I would probably vote for Trump, but I would prefer Haley.
Understood. From whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Would probably still vote for Trump.
Understood. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing in handling foreign policy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing in handling the economy?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove? I'm sorry. I'm having some difficulties here with the system. Just bear with me. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, the transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Now, sir, will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
I would disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, which of the following, in your personal opinion, should receive the higher priorities regarding transportation funding in the state? Is it maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
I would probably say the roads.
The roads and bridges, okay. And currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Sir, do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree that it should be a felony.
You strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
Yes, I strongly agree.
Sir, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes, I would approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat
yes.
support? Strongly support. Okay. Now, sir, do you think you and your family pay too much taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes? What's your opinion?
Too much in taxes.
Too much. And pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortion, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, sir, do you favor or oppose a pregnancy resource centers?
I would approve.
Somewhat oppose or somewhat strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I'd say strongly favor, sure.
Strongly favor? Okay, moving on. Under a new law, a juvenile, 12 years old or younger, who commits a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Now, sir, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I would be in favor of changing that.
Strongly or somewhat in favor?
Strongly.
Strongly. And thank you, sir. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for a free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Strongly opposed.
Oh, strongly opposed. Moving on. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly? Occasionally? Only when the jackpot is big or never?
Only when the jackpot is like a billion.
Like $3 million. Okay. Now, how much of a problem do you think credit cards and debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not too much of a problem or not at all?
I personally wouldn't know. I'd maybe say somewhat of a problem, I guess.
So, it's not much of a problem or a problem? Those are the two middles.
Not much of a problem, I guess.
Not much of a problem, okay. It is a way to increase state revenue. Now, sir, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Sure.
So, yes, sure. I record that as your answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
You said to strike?
Yeah. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I would say somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, sir. Do you think a mentally sound adult with incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription medication? They take their past peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes, they should be allowed that option.
Thank you. And sir, a few questions more and we'll be done. If you have an incurable terminal illness, you still have a sound mind and have less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, would you want the option of a medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you have, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases. What's your opinion?
Abortion should be legal in some cases.
And in most cases, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Illegal, you said, right?
Legal.
Oh, legal. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. You got cut off there for a moment. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Sir, and by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No, I do not.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And this is one of the last ones. Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages on tips. Now, sir, do you favor or oppose – I'm sorry. Do you support or oppose a legislated proposal that would raise the minimum wage – for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with the tips on top of that? Will you strongly support that? You strongly favor that? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'd say somewhat favor, $15 an hour.
And on top of the tips, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
Between 18 to the...
34? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And which, I'm sorry, with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
An
independent? No.
I'd probably say Republican, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
No problems. And sir, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African American, or other?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Not religious.
Okay, here we go. And sir, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. You have a good evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.